have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 134 of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. It's the only show that you can cheat on, and we won't get jealous. We just asked to join in. My name is Jeremy, and with me...
Art Doug.
And Jeremy! You didn't get that one right, did you?
I'm Kevin.
There's no Kevin here today.
Just Doug and Jeremy.
Just Doug.
And Kevin.
I'm your daddy, Doug.
And Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, I guess Kevin showed up.
I'm here.
Oh, you know, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna go back to being a dad. I'll see you guys later.
Hey.
Bye, Doug.
But yeah, Doug had a baby. So he's
Doug not, had a baby, so Doug's not gonna be here ever again.
Doug and Katie had a baby, and Doug was the one who delivered the baby. He is the mother.
He is the baby daddy and the mommy.
Yeah.
Katie's there for support.
Strange how a baby can come out of a man's butt.
Hey, we saw Junior. We know what's up.
Yeah, it's possible. We have the technology.
No, but congratulations to Doug and Katie. That's awesome. Their kid is beautiful, and he's healthy. Pretty much, they're already away from the hospital and at home, so...
Yep.
Godspeed.
I visited them in the hospital.
How'd that go?
It was great. I stayed there for about two and a half hours, just hanging out. And
nice.
I got them a couple gifts. I got them a little, what do they call it? A little onesie and stuff. And then
can Doug fit in it?
It is for Doug.
It's got dinosaurs and baseballs. In fact, I want a onesie with dinosaurs and baseballs. Make that happen.
Who doesn't?
Podcast world, whoever's listening.
You know, Target now has those cool onesies for adults, and I'm too fat to fit in them, but they're there. They have the Batman, they have Ghostbusters, they have Star Wars.
If you're too fat to fit in them, I'm too fat to fit in them.
They only go up to XL. This is what I don't get about those places. Like, Target and Walmart are supposed to be known for...
catering to fat people.
Exactly.
They're not Abercrombie and Fitch. Come on. Come
so
on,
why,
Target.
Why can't I get an extra, extra large onesie?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Maybe it's the fact that they cost too much for the fabric.
I'll pay the extra $2 so you guys can, you know, put the $2 per hour on whatever sweatshop you're making them in. Come on, dude. It's worth it.
It is. Just, I would wear it on the show. It'd be awesome.
I'd wear it into work. Go there in my little footies. It has to be the onesie with, like, the ones with the buttons on the back so you can go poop. I'd wear that to work. Totally.
I would for real, dude. I made him these cards, and the cards have his child on them. Now, I don't know if anyone's ever done this, and I mentioned this to Doug. I said, nobody has ever probably left the hospital with welcome my child to the world cards to send out. And so I thought it'd be kind of sweet. Hopefully I didn't overstep my bounds with that one, because it's kind of a personal thing that parents usually put together. But right. I had the photo that he sent us, and then I took his tweet, which was, welcome the most badass newborn ever. I put that on the card with the baby's name and the date of birth, and I got 50 of them for him, and I brought them up there. And
that's awesome. I think that's super cool, because I mean it takes a lot of stress off of their backs. I mean, you know, and it's you're doing something to help them out. I mean, if I were in that situation, I would appreciate it.
Good.
Well, I don't know about Doug over here, you know, Mr. New Daddy.
Well, I looked at him and I said, "That's bullshit."
And I threw him out.
And I said thanks, and then I threw him out after
in front of Jeremy.
Oh yeah, in front of him. Fuck him. And then I went to Torchy's.
Yeah. Fuck Kevin.
Torchy's dick. Hashtag. Here we go again. That's right. I'm starting it tonight.
I'll get a dick taco.
Nah, we're super happy for Doug. Oh, he's look at this. Doug is online playing Mad Max.
This is bullshit.
Fuck you, Doug.
I just saw it too. There's no fucking way. He just said that he couldn't record today because he's got like, people over and things over. Going on, family. And then he just queued up Mad Max. Oh, he's going to get it.
Dougie.
Wait until after we're done.
I take back everything nice I said about you, Doug. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I actually said anything nice, so I guess that's,
you said
we're
his,
good.
Well, you said his baby was cute.
Oh, well, I'm not going to put his baby on blast. His baby's awesome. It wasn't him. It wasn't his, like, newborn, like, two-day-old baby wanting to play Mad Max. That's all Doug's doing.
Your baby's still ugly. No.
No. Oh, God. No.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, I loved what you said in the text message, too. You're like, thank God he's actually cute. I didn't want to have to lie to you.
That's the worst part about when friends have babies and you know they have an ugly baby, but you still have to be like, oh, that's a cute kid.
While you're looking away, that's a cute kid. Yeah. And stuff.
Well, I gotta get going. It was nice visiting for these 5 minutes. Do you want to hold him? No, I'm too scared.
No, I'm good. I just don't want to, you know, get the baby. Yeah. I gotta go.
Let's see. And so, not only did Doug have a kid, which we're super excited about.
Yeah.
You had a kid as well.
I didn't have a kid, but I had Ryan come over. Ryan, he's been a listener to this podcast probably since the beginning.
But and he's
a friend of mine.
Child.
He was a fan of my videos, and he, you know, we just became good friends talking about stuff. He actually made the trip out from New Hampshire this weekend, and yeah, we hung out all weekend. Went to the zoo. We went to the Omaha Zoo, which is a blast. I've never been. Debbie's never been. We actually met her mom up there. So we made a day out of it, and it was a damn good time. We saw penguins and all kinds of aminals. We took a bunch of pictures that I'll probably post to Instagram or something, since I don't ever use that account. I should start. And, no, it was great. It was great hanging out with Ryan. Super fun. We made the best of it, played video games. We actually played Until Dawn from beginning till end.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How? And there's a way to save everyone. I'm horrible at QuickTime events, so two people lived out of people out of six or seven.
Is that the game with Hayden Panettiere?
Yes, it is.
And how like I remember seeing the trailer. Does it live up?
You know what? There's a lot. I'll be dead honest with you. It's a very you could tell it's a very hardware intensive game. Mm-hmm. As far as like it, the frame rates drop a lot.
Was it on PS4 or PC?
It's on PS4. Only.
Okay.
So that's what I was telling Ryan. I was like, I bet if they put it on PC, you could probably, you know, utilize the CPU and the graphics cards a lot more, mm-hmm. and it'll be a lot smoother. But it just, on PS4, it seems to, like, just kind of lag a little bit. But, I mean, it is an amazing game. The facial expressions are that of L.A. Noir, where it's like their real face is kind of, like, portraying everything.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was a murder mystery type game. A la like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls and such, and it was really fun. I liked it a lot. Like I said, I wish I would have saved more people. I would just make dumb mistakes while doing QuickTime events and kill off people. So
how long was the game? How long did it last?
Altogether, I think it was since especially our first playthrough, and we were kind of just taking our time going through trying to find clues and stuff. Probably about 6 to 7 hours.
That's not bad. How much was it? Is it a full $60 game, though?
Yeah, it's a full $60 game. Originally, it was supposed to be a PS3 game with the PlayStation Move. So you could definitely tell because there's a lot of events at times where they're, like, hold completely still. And if you move the controller at all, then you give up your spot. You know, stuff like that. So you can definitely tell it's just been kind of upgraded for PS4. I wish they, in all honesty, I wish they would have spent a little bit more time on it, optimizing it. But still, it is very playable, and it was a pretty fun game. I'd like to see more companies take more risks like that because it was, like I said, it was a pretty fun game to play, especially with parties. Like I had a bunch of coworkers over and stuff. We had about three, four people, and it was fun just having everyone there, kind of like just calling it out and trying to figure out what's going on. So
$60 though for a 6-hour experience. It's kind of tough. It's kind of a tough sell, isn't it?
It is, but the thing is, there's complete replayability in the form of playing it again and actually saving people. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll know how not to die next time around. From what I hear, there's over 240 different endings just because of the variation of people that live and die. Because, like I said, there's about, I think, 6 to 8 main characters. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But so you can keep replaying it and saving new people or killing everyone, you know? The game continues whether you save or kill people. So
that's insane.
So that'll keep you going back for replay value. I would say that would make its money worth it. I ended up buying it used, so you know when you go buy it used from GameStop, you have a 7-day you know guarantee.
Oh,
it's
you're
past the
7 days.
So, I mean, I'm fine with holding
on.
Oh,
okay. So you're okay.
But if I would have played it like and beat it within 7 days, just take it back, get your money back. You know.
Yeah. Huh.
Plus, it was a gift from Ryan, so I'm not gonna do that.
Bring it back. So is that okay? So you guys did that? Anything else?
No, that was pretty much about it. We hung out and played a lot of video games. It was really hot this weekend in Kansas City, so we tried not to go out and do too much. Plus, we're all kind of just indoor people. So, No, we just went to visit some friends. I introduced him to a couple of Casey friends. We played some. We played like an apples to apples freestyle today. That was pretty fun. So
did he mention me?
Oh, he mentioned you a lot. He was like, Jeremy keeps sending me pictures of himself.
Oh.
Pictures of himself.
Oh.
No, it was fun.
Oh.
No, he obviously wants to meet all of us. He wants to hang out with all of us, you know, go down to Texas or something.
I told him that we would all maybe try to go to an East Coast con and then have him meet up with us.
I'd be down for that. Always. I like traveling. Traveling is fun.
That'd be lots of fun.
Yeah.
So
it was a great weekend, man. Did you do anything crazy?
This weekend, no, I went up to, I've just been playing, like, Mad Max.
Oh, so good.
It is. I don't understand what the reviewers were thinking.
You know what? Like I said, I'm going to specifically call out Kotaku on that one.
Bullshit, that, man.
That writer was full of shit. Everything that he said that was wrong with the game, it was like, it's not even really an issue. Mm-hmm. I think, and you know what, it was bad timing on the fact that it came out the same day as Metal Gear, because both of those games, I own them both, I love Metal Gear to death, but I actually want to play Mad Max as well, because Mad Max is, especially for PC, it's well optimized right off the bat, which is good, because WB's been sucking lately, you know that.
Yeah. Oh, dude, so I was in game, you know the toughest part of this Mad Max game is the fact that if your car gets beat to crap in a fight, and you have to bail out, there's no real way to recover. You're getting ran over and you're dying. Like, that's the toughest part for me so far is, like, because I still haven't, like, upgraded my armor fully or whatnot, and so I'm still having issues with my car getting just gangbanged when, like, three Outlander vehicles come up and get me. So
your best bet, keep shotgun ammo.
I guess that's right. I guess that's the best, because one shotgun shell could take out an entire vehicle.
Well, yeah, that you could take out the tire, and then they'll have to stop. That's what I did earlier. I was playing it with Ryan earlier, and it's a beautiful game. Like I said, they did a great job. Yeah, it's Avalanche Studios. They're the ones who did Just Cause.
Mm-hmm.
So their next game is Just Cause 3. And like I said, they're ahead of the curve on the PC front, at least. Like I said, it's optimized really well. Just plays great, super smooth. I'm playing it at like a super high resolution, and it's
me too. And I'm on an old ass machine. My machine is 7 years old. I've already said that I'm in October. I'm building my new rig, and I just can't believe how well this game is running on my machine. Like, I was just like, wow, can every game do this, please?
Yeah. And honestly, the sale is still on. I just checked it earlier today. If you're looking to pick up Mad Max on PC, cdkeys.com, that's cdkeys, K-E-Y-S.com, has it for like $18, while it's going for $60 everywhere else.
Yeah.
And like we all bought our codes off there, and
it's legit.
It's a
it works.
Code.
Yeah. They're considered the gray market because they're not, nobody really knows how they get their keys or whatnot, and they don't really, you know, give that information away, but I don't care. I got mine.
Yeah.
And it was $18, so it works.
And it's a fantastic game. Yeah, I would say I highly recommend Mad Max. Like I said, I've been going between that and Metal Gear. I didn't play too much Metal Gear when Ryan was around because I didn't want to spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another game I can sink so much time into. There's so much to do in that game.
I just
haven't played
that game since the PS1 version.
You can there's videos online where you can just kind of catch up in the story. They have it specifically for Metal Gear Solid 5. It's like a 7-minute video, and it catches you up on pretty much Metal Gear Solid 3 and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, which is pretty much the two games that lead into Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to another podcast, and the guy's like, "Listen, at this point, I don't know what the fuck's happening in this story. All I know is that Snake is Big Boss, and I don't know what the Big Boss he is of, and I don't understand. Like, he's like, his whole point was like the translation of Japanese to English for the story is so bonkers. Like, he just is like, I can't follow this shit. I just play the game because it's fun.
Trust me, even veterans of the Metal Gear universe have a hard time following it. It's a very interesting story. People have created timelines for this series. I mean, I'm going to go back to Kotaku because I love and hate Kotaku. They make some great articles. They make some shitty articles. They made an article basically talking about, you know, just it being one of the best kind of like sci-fi stories in recent history, just because like just the different ways they tell the stories, like they go through so many actual wars in it. It's in a really amazing series that, and especially this one kind of goes out on, you know, like kind of Hideo Kojima kind of just going out on his love. This is his love letter to the gamers, you know.
Yeah.
His final Metal Gear, unfortunately.
Now, I did see the happy birthday cutscene. Which
that
was
is
really
awesome.
Funny. Oh, it's yeah. So funny. And it's just those little things. Like, I even heard someone talking about the attention to detail to where you can look at an electrical line, shoot it, and it actually come because it breaks.
Yeah.
And generally you don't see that stuff.
You can go about doing stealth missions just any way you want it. You can turn off the power and they'll go check it out. You can go in there, you know, guns blazing if you want. You can also go in there and they have this new thing. Since you're building a base in this game, you want to get recruits. So the best thing you can do is, you know, you go to a base and you find some people you think are worthy and you knock them out. And then you put a balloon to them. The balloon sucks them away to a helicopter. The helicopter takes them back to their base and they train them to work for you. It's amazing and hilarious. You can even do it to animals. Later on, you can actually do it to tanks and weaponry. So, I mean, it's a pretty amazing game, and there's so much stuff to do in it. It's very open-ended. Story-wise, it seems from what I hear, like I said, I haven't gotten too far into it. There's not enough story in it like there was in Metal Gear Solid, you know, previous ones. But the way you really get your story is he has tapes on him. And throughout the game, you get more tapes, and it explains more of the story. Which, you know, it in a way, it seems like a cop-out, but there's just so much to do in that game. It's kind of nice to be able to kind of walk along and listen to the tape while you're actually playing the game. And it kind of like, you know, you just kind of experience everything.
Huh. That's
yeah.
Really cool. Now you've almost talked me into buying it, but I can't. I have to save my money. I am this time of year for me is sports. I'm in sports mode, and so I've been playing. I'm in a league with some close friends for Madden 16, so mm-hmm. I'm doing that. And then in about 10 days, maybe NBA 2K16 comes out, and that is a definite buy. I would say it's a buy for people who just like stories in general, because this one's being directed by Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. And it's completely just changed the... Oh, my gosh, it looks so good. Anyways.
Are you getting it for PC or PS4?
I'm getting it for PS4 because the community's stronger there and the online component. So they've completely did a new online component where you can create your own squad, essentially. You can create everything from the jerseys to the arenas where you play, everything like that. And it's instant games online. So as soon as you hit go, you've synced up with somebody. And as soon as it's done loading into online, you're in the game. And so they've made it super quick. It used to be last year's version. You went out to the court. You stood and waited for an entire fucking game to finish before you can play. And it was a good concept because it was like, oh, I got next, you know, but nobody wants to fucking sit there for 10 minutes waiting.
Right, right. So. Now, when you said you can build your own squad, is it something like we could make like an 8-bit crew and then like
yep.
I can join in with you and
yep.
you can...
You
That's
can have,
actually pretty cool.
You can have 5 people on your squad and you all control your own player and you go through and you just play online, you play other people, you play seasons, all this other stuff. It's really, really well done.
Now you're talking to me about getting it. I might have to get it for PS4.
So that's a title that is definitely being purchased. So and
especially
then,
this year is coming with Michael Jordan.
you take your and what you do is you take your character from the story mode, and he's your online identity. And so you build him up, you keep leveling him up. It's just really cool. And you take them online. So it's honestly an RPG sports game at this point. And so,
yeah, I may have to see if I can get a good deal on that one. Maybe I'll pick that up.
And then October, man, it's gaming is so good because October is the collection for Uncharted.
Yes.
And that's my next purchase. Thankfully, that's only $40.
Oh, it is? That's good. I may wait on that just because I've got so many other games to plow through and I've finished all three of those. But I definitely want to own that because they put so much love into that series. And the HD versions look great.
They went back and re-textured everything like they did with The Last of Us.
Yeah, and Last of Us was a fantastic PS4 port. I mean, I go back to it. Even though it was a game that was released in 2013, still looks unbelievably gorgeous, especially on PS4.
Dude, I talked to somebody at work today who has a PS4, never played it. I said, that's one of the best games you'll ever play. It needs to be a part of your life. You need to play that.
Yeah, and that's another one. I mean, CD Keys has it for like $13. So talking to them on like the digital code for PS4.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you feel, you know, if you feel like he's a great friend, gift it to him.
He's not that great of a friend. Not yet.
Obviously he's not because he's not listening to this.
Listen, we haven't shared a hotel room together, so only the greatest friends share that.
That's true. Aw.
There's no real movies or anything out that came out either that caught my eye, so I didn't go to see anything.
Yeah, there wasn't really. I mean, it's kind of been dead. I haven't seen anything since Straight Outta Compton, probably. But that was
me
about
either.
3 weeks ago.
And in those 3 weeks, this week, the box office only hit. It didn't even clear 10 million. Like, the top five we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mission Impossible made 7 million.
That's not bad.
The Transporter Refueled made 7 in its first week.
What?
Oh,
I didn't even know.
That's what came out. That's the new Transporter movie. But Jason Statham isn't in it.
Oh, that's why it tanked then. Who the hell is it?
Who's this guy? Oh, you're already clicking on it.
I'm clicking away. I want to find out.
Who is this guy?
Who is this douchebag?
Ed Schrecken? Is that him?
Ed Screen? Scrain?
Ed Scrotum.
Ed Scrotum. He looks like he is in a bunch of nope. Nothing good.
Okay, well, good first movie out the gate for you, bud.
He was in a couple episodes of Game of Thrones, apparently. let's see. Ill Manners, The Sweeney. Yeah, nothing worth mentioning. I mean, the big thing was probably Game of Thrones.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't go see that.
He played Dario Naharis.
Let's see, A Walk in the Woods, which is a new one, which I haven't even heard what that movie is.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Who are these? Like, they just kind of sneak up.
Robert Redford, Nick Nolte, and Emma Thompson.
Nick Nolte.
He's still alive?
I guess so. He looks like Kenny Rogers. Or is that actually Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, he is Kenny Rogers. They're both the same man. number two is Straight Outta Compton, making $8 million for a total of $147 million. Mm. Number one is War Room, the movie that we made fun of last week, made $9.4 million.
To get first place, apparently. I guess it didn't take much.
Not this week.
So I wouldn't.
Its
really
budget
call
was only $3 million, dude.
How much?
Its budget was $3 million. It's made $24 million.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I guess it's successful to them.
It is
it's
very
gonna get
successful.
A sequel.
Yeah, a sequel. We don't even know what happened. It's just a sequel.
Yeah. Just a random-ass sequel. War Room, next one. War Room 2, The Warning.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric There you go.
Oh, man. Have you
what
kept up?
Wait, hold on. I'm noticing in the list, too, there was a movie that made the top 10. That is fully in Spanish. Un gallo con muchos huevos. That got number 9,
muchos,
by the way. That even made
huevos.
$3.42
million. Wow.
It is a... It looks like a kid's movie. It's
it is.
Toto, a young chick born of the run of the litter. the run of the litter? Come on.
Oh, I
get it. Rises
to
the occasion when a rancher threatens his home and his family.
Eggs. Okay, so here's the weird part. These are chickens and roosters, and the eggs are alive as well.
Weird. Somehow that was able to get $3 million.
Dude,
so.
If people can get money to make this stuff, why can't we?
I want to make my un gallo con muchos huevos.
You can't even say that in America. That's, you can't even say huevos.
Huevos? Balls or eggs?
Mucho huevos.
Mucho huevos. No, man. Since we're on the movie subject, man, what's up with Kevin Feige? He almost quit Marvel. Like, what's up with... Like, they're really getting crazy with the Civil War stuff.
Dude, I don't know. I can't keep track of it, man, but I think it's kind of crazy. Like, because he's been... Everybody kind of put him at the head of the table and blamed him for everything that has happened with Marvel, like all the budgets and everything like that.
Yeah.
But come to find out, it's actually Marvel Entertainment CEO Ike Perlmutter who's been...
If Doug was here, he'd be like, oh, horrible name.
You know, just
he said that both
name.
Times.
And
so, now that we know that guy was the real one to blame and they pretty much don't have to deal with him anymore, shit.
And but I didn't know that Kevin was going to quit because of it.
Well, I mean, I guess you get so much shit. You know, you're getting shit on for the wrong reasons, I guess. Because I was always talking shit about Kevin Feige because I was like, man, he's going to ruin, you know. Yeah. He's pretty much, he was the one, I thought he was the one that made, what's his name, walk away from Ant-Man. But I guess it must have been fucking... Mutter's Milk or whatever his name is.
Well, yeah, Mutter's Milk didn't want... He was trying to push Iron Man out of Civil War because of money issues. And then he... Like, there was creative control issues. Let's see, hold on. They tried to scale down Civil War. And
which
then...
Which is a bad idea.
What does it say here? Let's see. Avengers movie on board included. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he was the one responsible for Rhodey getting replaced.
Rhodey.
Yeah. Rhodey,
oh yeah yeah yeah.
The different actor. And so like all the issues, and they didn't want to pay Robert Downey Jr. So anyways, so he's out of the picture. So now Kevin has got the whole franchise.
Good.
In
and
his hands,
have
and
the
he's not
money
quitting.
To spend.
Exactly.
I mean, like, Marvel is printing money at this point. Even
and just
though,
think...
I mean, well, Disney's been printing money, but now that they got Marvel, I mean, they've got the backing they need to make these things happen, and they're gonna make their money back. I mean, it's even Avengers 2 that wasn't that great still sold a shit ton of money, or made a shit ton of money, sold a lot of things.
It made the money and then sold it off.
Sold money.
It printed its own.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. This whole Civil War thing, I'm super hyped for it because it was, you know, in the comics, it was Captain America versus Iron Man. There's no way you can have Civil War without that.
Exactly. And from what I hear, they're not even doing, the story's not even about, like, the superhero registration that's been portrayed in the comics. Like, it's...
Really?
Yeah. Now, Marvel has obviously, like, kind of went its separate ways with comic book stories. Like, just take Ultron, for example. Ant-Man created Ultron in the comics.
Yeah.
But Iron Man created him, or Tony Stark created him in the film. And so they've been rewriting the history books.
Well, it is their own, like, the Marvel, what was it, the Marvel comic universe and then the Marvel movie universe. So, I mean, they've got their things going on, but, man, that's a...
So, pretty
I
much...
I wonder how they're going to... I mean, what are they going to do to cause civil war in this, then?
Then it's not about... registering the superheroes and making them take their masks off. It's about who's in control of them, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is no more.
Right.
And then so you got Tony, who's funding everything, Captain America, who is leading everybody, and then there's no government to actually oversee them. And so that's what's causing the Civil War, is who is going to lead this group and where it's going to come from and everything like that. So,
I can see that. I mean, that's, I guess that's the most logical way to look at it from where we've been. There still is a SHIELD, you know, because they have Agents of SHIELD, but they're super broken up, and mm-hmm. they're not nearly... well, I mean, you saw in Avengers 2, like, Nick Fury does come back. So, right. Spoiler alert, boom, Nick Fury is alive.
Where's the where's the little button that I could beep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, so, like, Avengers is going to be reformed, but...
Yeah. I was always under the thought process that they really should have stretched the... I think Marvel doesn't stretch their story arcs long enough. Like, I think they should be definitely multi-movie and not wrapped up in one little present for you. Mm-hmm. Like, this Civil War, I don't think 2 hours is long enough. I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I don't think it's long enough to explore the entire Civil War story and, like, build it up and actually have a, you know, because it's just going to be, it's kind of going to kind of be like Batman versus Superman, you know, let's yeah. fight for 15 minutes and then figure out that we need each other and then we fight the foe.
Yeah. The thing is that there is no foe in this. And see, and this is another thing, and it kind of downgrades Spider-Man in this because, you know, he went from being one of the major players in Civil War. And now that the fact that they're not going to worry about registering or anything like that, now they can have the kid version of Spider-Man, but now they can really just not care about
yeah.
it as much.
He doesn't have to unmask, and God, I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they can introduce him, and so that's how they take care of that, I guess. So.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's, we'll, I mean, once again, we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm sure there is a lot of people on this to make sure it doesn't suck.
I'm sure it's going to be great. But you know what I know is going to be better? You know what I know is going to be amazing? New Star Wars.
I know.
The new Star Wars. Dude, we are 100 days away.
That is scary. Especially because that means, like, the holidays are, like, right around the corner.
Yes.
And, by the way, did you take advantage of everything for Force Friday since you're, like, a huge, like, toy collector and stuff?
I got a pop. I did not like a lot of the toys that came out because it... These ones are just like the generic run-of-the-mill toys. They're not like the Black Series or anything like that.
Oh, of course, of course.
And so I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy any of the toys. The only thing I really wanted was that damn BB-8 for $150.
Oh, yeah.
He is amazing looking.
It does look cool. And you control it with your cell phone.
The technology behind it is the exact technology that they used to build the big one in the movie.
That's crazy.
So all they did was scale it down and put it into a little plastic ball.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great. I mean, when I saw the commercial for it, I was pretty blown away. I wouldn't buy it because I don't know what the hell I would do with it in my apartment.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I just want to... That's why I'm just
going
to...
Your dog would kill it.
Oh, yeah. And for $8.99, I'm just going to get the BB-8 Pop Series. You know, like, he looks cool enough. That's what I've really gotten into lately for all the little stuff. But I do want the cool figures and stuff. I would love to start collecting those $100. Who makes them? Those $100 ones. What's the name?
There's a bunch of different ones. I know. God, I can't remember them right now.
Isn't it on the tip of your tongue?
Yeah.
Fuck. And they're so detailed too. Someone's shouting at us at their speakers right now, going, "Come on, you know this." You know this. Anyways, I want to get those. Those are always neat. And I can't blow $100 every time one comes out because I'd rather spend that somewhere else. But
Right.
But I did get some cool prints and I finally put them up. And anybody who is on Snapchat, you can follow me, Jeremy 8-Bit Geek. And you can see I did a tour last night of my office. And all the cool stuff that I put up there. So, you can, and I Periscoped it too, so you can check out Periscope.
There's one NECA Toys, NECA. They're the ones who do like the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. Like mm-hmm. they did one for Jason Voorhees, like the 8-bit version from the video game, and everything like that. NECA is pretty talented. I just noticed there's a Jason Voorhees minifig like Lego, and I want that.
I just typed NECA, and it brought up a chick with bathing suit on with purple hair.
NECA?
Oh, nope, I did K. NECA. Yeah, those are pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are pretty cool. I just can't. I'd love to spend the money on them, and I would. I just can't.
Yeah.
Holy shit, these are awesome.
Those are those things. You go to any comic convention, you'll see a good amount of NECA toys. But they've covered, you know, they've covered Aliens. They've done Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th, wow. RoboCop. They've done a lot of really cool stuff.
Man, so cool. Oh, they released a picture of Kylo Ren.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He looks so amazing.
Yeah.
The NECA toy.
Man, yeah, Star Wars looks amazing. I mean, there's a lot coming out.
There is.
But I mean, yeah, December is going to be insane for that. You just, like, I wonder if people are going to go through the whole, like, you know, like how they did for the in California where they stood in line for like 2 weeks to go see the movie.
I don't think so anymore, man, because of the fact that there's so many showings, and then of course you have reserve seating. That's what I'm doing. Like, I know you guys like to do the whole IMAX experience, but for my first showing, I don't want to wait in line for 2.5 hours, so I'm reserving my seat with a Movie Tavern. And I will buy my ticket a month in advance, and I will That's be fine. Able to walk 3 minutes into the before the show starts, sit down in my reserved seat, grab a beer, grab some pizza, enjoy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I like IMAX. I don't like 3D. That's the
no,
thing
I hate.
Can't
yeah,
see.
I don't like the 3D. I'll go see the IMAX, but I just won't do it opening night because of the lines. Like, I don't want to wait 2 hours in line to.
Yeah, but you can go to like IMAX with. Reserved seating. I've been. I mean, they have some theaters like that.
They may have that up there. I haven't seen that here. Unfortunately, I think they just pile you in and just get in, get your fucking seat.
Get your fuck. Yeah, because well, I don't know if Alamo Drafthouse has it, but I mean, Alamo Drafthouse is all reserved seating.
Yeah.
And they have some big ass screens.
Oh
so
yeah.
I don't know if it'll be IMAX, but
I think whatever anyone goes see this movie, I'm going to see it like 3 or 4 times anyways in the theater.
Right. Yeah.
And so there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to, I can't wait. But there has been did you hear about this? It's kind of a spoiler. So if people don't want to hear about a plot point, you can kind of tune out or skip ahead 3 minutes. But there is a big, big spoiler that came out, and it was from the Star Wars databank. So maybe it's not maybe it's not a spoiler because they put it in the databank, but there's something called the Star Killer Base. And rumor has it that it is a super weapon that can take out a galaxy. So instead of the Death Star,
what the hell?
They've got a Star Killer.
That's crazy because, well, if you think about it, Star Killer was the name of the character from. The Force Unleashed.
Right, but this is since obviously they're saying it has nothing to do with that, and that game and his mythos is totally erased because it's.
God damn it.
So he's not in, like, ever since they did their whole reboot and they've nullified any of the expanded universe, he's
weird.
He's not even a part of it.
That's
but this
crazy.
Is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a planet that can destroy a fucking whole universe. Crazy.
Oh, that's going to be a fun one to find. Yeah, I haven't heard about that, but now that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I don't know.
Very. I can't. Oh, my God. I just want to YouTube the trailer right now because of how hyped I am.
I'm not. I'm trying to go in there as fresh as I can. Like, I mean, that's what I've been lately. I don't know. I'm not going to be one of those guys that rages, like, when people kind of talk about something like that, but I feel like the less I know, the more surprised I'm going to be when I go see it. You know, I kind of want to keep that going.
Yeah, well, I'll try to ruin that for you.
Thanks. Good job, bro.
And now you can expect you're going to block me on text message. I'm just be like, hey man, check this out, and I'm going to fucking show you the ending.
Yeah. Kevin is no longer part of the 8-Bit Geek until after December 18th. December 19th, he'll do the podcast again.
No, come back. I promise I won't do it again.
Oh, man. Nostalgia, dude.
How many shows on Nickelodeon did you watch as growing up as a kid?
Dude, I got Nickelodeon when I was like 12 or 13, so I came in at, I'd say at a good time. I mean, there was, like, my favorite ones to watch were Are You Afraid of the Dark? Mm-hmm. That was great. All of that. I was more of the live action.
Oh, yeah.
All that was awesome. Dude, I was a big fan of Rugrats. Rugrats was cool. And Doug.
Me too. I love Rocko's Modern Life as well.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun. Some of these I didn't. Some of these I don't remember, but I remember Double Dare, Rocko's Modern Life, Rugrats. Duh, I mean, all those were pretty good.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
But that one got weird.
Yeah, but Nickelodeon is looking to resurrect them. Some of them. They're not saying what ones, but they're looking to bring them back.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see if they can get the original voice actors back. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, speaking of voice actors, how's Kiefer Sutherland as Solid Snake?
So far, so good. I've got a theory for him doing Solid Snake as opposed to David Hayter doing Solid Snake.
Yeah, David Hayter was awesome.
He's not doing Solid Snake. He's doing Big Boss. Like, this goes into the whole story again.
But Solid Snake is Big Boss.
No. Big Boss was in a coma for 9 years, and he had some DNA extracted basically to clone him. And there was three snakes made. There was Liquid Snake, Solid Snake, and Liquidus.
Stop this madness.
Yeah, this really... I mean, they talk about this in Metal Gear Solid 1. But so Big Boss ends up being like a bad guy... And Solid Snake ends up taking him out. That was in the original, like, Nintendo. Well, it was a Microsoft game, like, in the 80s, but then they converted it to Nintendo. So that was what the first game was about, was Solid Snake going to heaven. What was it?
Heaven? Outer heaven. He went to heaven?
Outer heaven. When the Hulkster goes to heaven. So in Metal Gear Solid 4 at the end, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't finished Metal Gear Solid 4, after the credits roll, there's, you know, they're showing credits for everybody, and then it says Donald Sutherland as the voice of Big Boss. And you're like, Big Boss wasn't in this game. He didn't show up at all. Where the hell did that happen? And then they show a final cutscene with Big Boss talking to Solid Snake. The thing is, my theory on it is, if it's Donald Sutherland voicing Big Boss, if Solid Snake is in Metal Gear Solid 5, he'll be voiced by David Hayter.
Interesting.
And they got Kiefer Sutherland to voice, you know, Big Boss because he's a younger version, and it's his dad, you know, Donald.
And Donald Kiefer. Donald's dead anyways, so.
He's still alive? What are you talking about?
What's that?
He's still, yeah, exactly. He's doing the new Hunger Games. I mean, I know the Hunger Games is filmed like probably like a couple years ago, but he's still alive.
He's kicking, I guess.
Whatever. He's President Snow.
Whatever.
But either way, that's my theory on it.
That's pretty cool. Continuing the gaming stuff, ESPN has really kind of taken hold of this whole gaming esports, which is pretty awesome because they're hiring a dedicated editor now for esports.
Good. I mean, that means they're finally starting to take this stuff serious, which it's, you know, it's definitely a big thing. I mean, look at League of Legends. I mean, we talk about this every week. Look at Dota. Look at StarCraft. All of these games, they're huge now. And they get tons of viewers on Twitch, tons of viewers on YouTube's new gaming stuff. It's just like, it's only a matter of time before a television station is going to pick it up and try to cover it. But ESPN's in the right spot right now if they take it serious.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a lot of spots.
I don't know if it'll ever make it to TV, like as far as your top 10 Sports Center.
Right. But we'll put it on ESPN 8, the Ocho. It can go between Dodgeball.
Is that run by Ocho Cinco?
That'd be awesome. Chad Ocho Cinco. Oh, man, that dude.
Dude, are you getting excited for football? It comes back this week.
Yeah. I mean, the Bears are looking good. Well, no, they're not. I take that back.
No, they're not.
Jay Cutler is.
They need to cut him.
They've been needing to get rid of him, like, before he signed the goddamn, like, 6-year contract or whatever. 6 or 8-year contract. God, that was such a bad idea. Every fan in Chicago slapped their foreheads. Like a collective, like, palm slap, you know?
Who do you predict is going to take it all?
Man, it's obviously way too early to tell. The Chiefs actually look pretty good this year. Patriots, I hope they burn in hell. I mean, because they go to the playoffs every year.
Right,
those guys. Green Bay is looking unbelievably fantastic.
But they did lose another Jordy one of
Green
Nelson.
Bay going to the playoffs.
They lost Nelson.
Huh?
They lost Jordy Nelson for the whole year.
Yeah, but they've got enough. Trust me, that team is overpowered as hell. The Vikings look really good this year, which is weird because they never look good.
Fuck that team.
I mean, they haven't looked good since like the what's his name was on the team, the running back. I can't think of his name right now, but he's a Dante Culpepper.
Mm.
Yeah, like they haven't looked good since he was on their team.
And that was back in the early 1300s.
Ye old football. So I don't know. It's a toss up so far.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I think the Packers are gonna take it this year.
I mean, they always have a good chance. I mean, the Packers are a great team, and I hate to say it because I'm a Bears fan. I'm supposed to hate the Packers.
Wait, how are you? Oh yeah, because you're from Chicago. You're from Chicago originally, but you're a Kansas City fan as well too.
Yeah, I mean, it's two different conferences. You got AFC and NFC teams.
See, that's like me.
What's up?
That's like me. I am number one. My number one team since I've been 12 is the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But then I am also a Dallas Cowboys fan because I moved here a long time ago, and they kind of just grew on me.
Yeah. The Cowboys had they were great in the 90s. Like you're
trying. Well, they had a great season last year, and they only got better this year. So. Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, it's the Chiefs. The only downside is this year it's the Chiefs versus Bears in a season game. It's gonna happen, I think, week three or week four.
Are you gonna put
gonna
on a half
Kansas
and half
City.
Jersey?
No, I'm not going. I'm gonna watch that from the comfort of my own home.
I want a picture from sob. You. I want a picture from you with one side of your face as a Bears, and then the one other side is Kansas City.
My face is always a bear.
That's true.
This beard.
Speaking of bears, that's our show.
Yeah. That was a pretty fun show. I had fun this week. How'd you have fun?
I had a good time, man. I enjoyed myself. Even though Doug's not here, I think that we held down the fort. I think that we made him proud. And let's see if he even listens to this. Let's see if anyone actually listens to this.
This one's kind of an interesting one because this is the first week we've tried doing something of more of a conversation than switching to, like, you know, the drops and having our theme songs and all that stuff.
I think
so. I mean, if you're listening out there, let us know what you think of this episode.
Yeah, give us some feedback because we are trying to get better.
Yeah, always. Everyone's trying to improve. So, I mean, if you think, you know, let us know what you think. Comments on our iTunes. I don't know if you comment on Pod Audio Boom?
Yeah, you can. You can record something to our channel and let us know, and we'll even put it on the show.
There you go. So, I mean, do that. I mean, we'd really like to know your opinions. Like Jeremy said, we always want to get better. And
you can even call Kevin's phone. It's his phone number is. Anywho, thanks.
867-5309. Ask for Jenny.
Thank you, Kevin, for a wonderful time spending with you, man. And I will catch you next week, buddy.
Oh, Jeremy, thank you.
No, thank you.